to talk today, just very, very briefly, promise I'll be brief, about power. I want to talk about power, okay? And so let's start by reading from Romans chapter 5 and verses 6 to 8. They should come up on the screen behind me. When they do, you can read them along with me. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, some might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That's the message of Good Friday. That's the message of the cross. That's the message that we come to as we hear again the willingness of Jesus to go and to give himself willingly, freely to the sacrifice, to the punishment, to the pain of the cross. He is the one who willingly did this. He came while we were still far off, while we were still sinners, while we were still enemies of God, while we were still those who actually had no right or claim on him. He chased after us. He made it possible for us, just as the song that we've just sung speaks of all. He opened the doorway back to heaven that we may enter in. While we were powerless, that is what God did for us. Willingly. Why? Because he loves us. Because he loves us. Because he could not help himself. Because that's what you do when you love someone. When you see them and they need help, you can't do anything about it. You just can't help yourself. You're willing to do anything to rescue them. And that is what Jesus did for us. The next verses are from Colossians. Colossians chapter 2 and verses 13 and 15 to 15. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He gave us all, he forgave us all our sins, having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. This is the message between Good Friday and Easter Sunday. This is the message of Jesus in the tomb. This is the message of not our power, not God's power, but the power which was taken, given to the devil, given to the enemy of our souls. And he was the one whose power was destroyed as a result of what Jesus did. All of what Jesus did on that day, when he went and he took the punishment, he paid the price on that cross. But more than that, he plunged into the depths of hell to defeat the power of Satan, to be able to bring back to us all that was always ours in the beginning. Right at the beginning, we were meant to be in relationship with God. We were in close communion, close fellowship with God. But because we rebelled against him, because we just chose, according to our free will, to say, I don't want to go that way, that broke the power of our relationship. That destroyed the way in which we were supposed to connect with God. And instead, the enemy took hold of that power. He took hold of that authority. And he ripped that relationship apart. And so for millennia, we have been broken. We have been separated from God. And the power of the enemy has wrought destruction, sickness and disease and infirmity. Where does it come from? It comes from the pits of hell. It comes from the enemy. He is the one who comes to seek to Steal, kill, and destroy. Thank you. Steal, kill, and destroy. He is the one that does that. He is the one that does that. He's the one that's robbed you. He is the one that's killed your hopes. He is the one that's destroyed your relationships. He is the one. This evil power, this enemy of our souls, not God, not Jesus, not even us at times, but the enemy, he has been the one that's come to do this. And what did Jesus come to do? He came to stamp on his head. He came to break the power. He came to take back what was rightfully his. He broke the power of death and of sin. And so we today no longer need to live in that place of defeatedness. He did what was required so that we would be able to live. There is nothing left for us to do. Jesus accomplished everything that was required. On the cross and in the pits of hell, he did everything to disarm the enemy of his power and authority. And when he stood before his disciples, before he was going to be taken into heaven, and he commissioned them, he said this to them. He said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go." And as he spoke that word, he released that authority once more to us, that power once more to us. The next passage, Ephesians chapter 1, and verses 19 and 20. "I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms." This is the message of Easter Sunday. This is the message that the power of God that raised Jesus from the dead is available to us right now, today, here in this place. And I want you just to take, just stop for a minute and think about that. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does it mean that the earth-shattering, hell-breaking power of God that reached down into the very depths of Hades and took hold of Jesus and lifted him back up out of that place, resurrected him, brought him from death into life again, that same power is available to you and to me today. Today. We are called to be ambassadors of heaven. We are called to create colonies of heaven. Everything that Jesus accomplished on the cross and in the pits of hell to allow that power to be released, that authority to be given back to us, is now available for us so that we can do exactly this, so that we can establish the kingdom of God here on earth as it is in heaven. And today, that is a call upon us. Today, he has spoken again about his love and kindness, but more than that, his power and his authority. The resurrection power of God is in you. I don't think I feel it yet. Do you feel it yet? I don't think I do. I don't think that we do. I don't think we do. I don't think we live in that place. I don't think in our heads we believe it. I don't think in our hearts we experience it yet. But we do. The word is truth. It speaks clearly to us. We are not meant to be people who are broken and defeated and powerless. We are meant to be those who release heaven onto earth. Yeah, who release heaven onto earth. Last of the verses, John chapter 14, verse 12. Verily, it's always good if you can get a verily, truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing. Jesus was speaking to his disciples. Will do the works that I've been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. What a spectacularly outrageous thing to say. Hang on a second, we say. Let's have a wee think about the things that Jesus did. He raised people from the dead. He multiplied food. He walked on water. He spoke life. And lives were transformed. He went to the pits of hell for us. He went and did all these things and rose again, victorious from the grave. Even greater things than these. We'll never. The cross is unique. We'll never do that again. Jesus only could have done that. But what he's saying here is, these miracles, these wonders, these signs of the kingdom of God are meant to be being released amongst us. They are available for us today in magnitude, number, and in scope, in terms of in every community, in every city, in every nation, in every place. You know, God's power is supposed to be manifest. It's supposed to be demonstrated in such a way that people will know the goodness of God and the kindness of God, and that he has done these things for them. They are signs that are meant to make people wonder. I wonder what's going on here. Why is this happening? Signs of the kingdom of God. And God says to us, Jesus says to us, you will do even greater things than these. Every time you feed the homeless, every time you're kind to that struggling mum who just needs a friend, every time you are willing to see the goodness in people and actually not to condemn them, not to pull them down, but to lift them up, every time we do the works of God, we see these things happening. And that is great, and that is glorious, and that's in many ways within our grasp. We feel that, we understand that, we know what that's like. But I want to say to you that actually, that the church in Scotland needs to hear this message. The message that the resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead is available to us. And we need to see, we long to see the greatness of God through the miracles and through the healings and through people coming to faith in him. We long for all of these things. We yearn for all of these things. And we today need to make a decision about who we are and about what we're going to do. That if it's just going to be the one or two, the exceptional, you know, enthusiasts that are going to be the ones that lay their hands on the sick and heal them, or whether or not we too are going to step into that. Whether or not we are going to be those who believe Jesus at his word when he says, you will do even greater things than this. And it's time for us to change our minds, to pull down the strongholds of our minds that say, it's not going to be me, I'm not good enough, I'm not holy enough, I'm not whatever. It's time. And as we do that, I believe that God wants to release his resurrection power in us in greater measure today. So, I want to pray, and then we're going to stop. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you for Jesus, who demonstrated so clearly what it was to live in the power of God. I thank you that when we were powerless, that you came. That when we were under the power of the enemy, you broke the power. And I thank you that today you release the resurrection power that raised you from the dead into our lives. And Father, I want to pray that where we struggle because of our because of our sense of inadequacy. Lord God, I ask that you would tear down that stronghold of unbelief in our life. That, Lord God, you would remove from us anything that says that we ever are worthy of your power. No one carries your power because of our worthiness. No one does it because of our goodness or our spirituality. It is a gift given directly to us, and we can take it and receive it today. And so, Father, tear down those ungodly strongholds of the mind, those mindsets which are contrary to your word and will. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that as you speak your word to us and you say, you will do even greater things than these, I pray, Lord Jesus, now that that unbelief that so quickly comes in to cut across the effectiveness of that word, to denude it of its power, to remove it from your lips even, to almost to kind of put it aside and to say that can't be true. Immediately our minds go into that kind of mode. Lord God, I ask that you would tear down the strongholds of our minds, those mindsets which are contrary to your word and will, which say that it's not true that we will ever be able to do even greater things than these. Lord, I ask that you would tear that down and you would break the power of the lie that is at the center of that. And instead, Lord God, I pray that you would give us mindsets which are wired for the kingdom, with the kingdom of heaven at its center, with your word at its base, at its root. And Lord God, I pray, I ask, Lord God, that you would stir our hearts today with faith, that we would be able to step into all that you have for us. And Lord God, today we choose that. We choose that. We choose to say yes to the resurrection power of God and all that that means and all that that will result in. We choose to say yes. We step into that and all that that will bring. Because, Lord, we know that it is only when we see the power of heaven released, only when we see heaven touching earth, will we see our friends and our families, our neighbors and our colleags coming to know you and coming to discover what we have discovered ourselves today, that we are loved by the King of Heaven, that we are our daddy's precious sons and daughters, and that that good news is good for them too, and that they can too come in and step into that. And so, Lord God, we ask, please, now, would you help us, even in our unbelief, we step into all that you have for us. And Lord, we recognize the release that that will bring in our lives, in our fellowship, in our community, in this city, and in this nation, and out to the nation.